customers put about $4 billion more into private health insurance than they pay out to deal with the claims that we make. So something's not right. And at the same time, they continue to try and push their prices. What Labor has actually done, the most important part of what they've done, is said, we'll put a cap on, but we're going to get the Productivity Commission to look at the issue. And I think that's the most important part of it.
You think that's a good idea? Because this root and branch review by the Productivity Commission to see if we have the economics around health insurance right hasn't been met with much enthusiasm by the industry itself. They're saying we've had enough reviews. Why do we need another one?
The industry would say that. Most of the reviews that have occurred have had quite a significant amount of involvement from the industry. What I think we know about the Productivity Commission is that they run independently. They look at the broader picture. And I think in taking account the broader picture, they really ought to be also looking at the $6 billion of taxpayers' money that is saved through claims against our salaries, because that $6 billion could be spent in Medicare, and actually that would be a much more equitable way to do things.
So you're talking about the health insurance rebate that effectively this industry gets, as you say, a $6 billion subsidy.
It is a $6 billion subsidy, no matter how you look at it. Yes, it's a rebate. It's done through through the way we pay our taxes. But that rebate is still $6 billion of taxpayers' money. Now, that would make a very big difference into the public system of Medicare, which is a universal healthcare system. And, you know, these systems work brilliantly in places like Canada and the United Kingdom. There is a real question as to why we are subsidising private health insurance rather than actually focusing on Medicare.
The industry warns of disastrous consequences. They say prices are only going up because funds are paying more for health services themselves.
That doesn't really explain the $4 billion difference between what they take in terms of what we pay in premiums and what they pay out in terms of taking care of people. So I think this is why we need the Productivity Commission. Now, no doubt, they will have good reasons why that should be the case. Their companies do have to make profits.
Indeed, it wouldn't be much of a business model, I guess, if it was the other way around. They paid out more than they earned, but you're saying $4 billion is a bit too much of a healthy margin, so to speak.
That's certainly what it appears to be on the surface, and that's why it is that we want to have a really methodical look by the Productivity Commission, with people who understand these sorts of things, who can look at it dispassionately and give us a recommendation of where we should be spending our money more effectively as taxpayers, as a government.
Wouldn't the funds just increase premiums in the years following a two-year freeze? 2% would become 6 or 7 or 10 to make up lost ground.
Yeah, I do notice that the insurance, private insurance representatives are saying that sort of thing, but then what else are they going to say? They don't want this to happen. They want to keep the business as usual, and so they use this sort of scare tactics. And of course, the prerogative still remains for government to say, well, actually, no, we're going to keep the 2% going the following year and the following year if necessary. But that's why we need the Productivity Commission, because we know the increased costs of doing business in healthcare are something that the private health insurance companies do have to deal with. So I think that this is an appropriate combination of things that Labor has put up, and containing it to 2% for the first 2 years while the Productivity Commission reports does make sense.
Insurers say hospital costs would need to be capped as well. They say if the cost of medical treatment didn't go up, they wouldn't raise their premiums. Do you believe them?
I think that's a bit difficult to really to believe. As we said, you know, they are a business. They are there to make a profit. They're there to maximise their profits. At the same time, many of them are good corporate citizens. We get that. But it is appropriate to have a really sensible, independent look at how their business models work. Is this the right way to go? And look, I think that we may get some really surprising results.